Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Smart Fit webinar to announce the results of the fourth quarter for the whole year of 2021. Before starting, I am going to transmit a message for those who want to listen to the conference in English. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Smart Fit conference call to discuss the fourth quarter and 2021 results. This call will be simultaneously translated into English. Therefore, I ask all English-speaking participants to select at the bottom of your screen the English choice, which will switch you to the right channel. Today with us, we have Mr. Edgar Corona, CEO, Thiago Borges, CFO and IRO, Diogo Corona, COO, André Peseta, Director for Latin America and New Businesses, Leonardo Cirino, Marketing Officer, and Alexandre Grejanin, IT Director. Participants will be connected in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. Then we are going to start a questions and answers session when further instructions will be provided. As a reminder, the presentation of the results will be available at the Investor Relations website. Before I continue, I would like to clarify that forward-looking statements made during this conference call relative to the company's business prospects, operational and financial projections and goals are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and are based on information currently available. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance because they involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to our founder and CEO, Edgar Corona, who's going to start the presentation. Mr. Corona, please. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for attending our conference call. I would like to emphasize a few aspects and to make a retrospect of 2021, sharing with you what we learned. 2021 was a year with lots of uncertainty. We were impacted by January, February, and March by the second wave of the COVID-19. So the first half of the year was very challenging. After the second semester in July, we started a recovery, and ever since, we have added 39% to our membership. In February, we had already recovered 100% of our customer base of pre-pandemic levels. If we consider digital customers, we had a record of more than 3.2 million customers. The first message I would like to emphasize that safety and health of our customers and employees is our priority, which led us to implement a strict safety protocol for health in all our clubs since 2020. Second, we decided to accelerate the pace in 2021 by opening 165 clubs, and we want to open another 195 in 2022. Why are we doing this? First, because we have confidence in the potential of this industry. It has presented strong growth both in Europe and the United States, in some geography in Latin America, where the COVID impact was slightly lower than Brazil. Now Brazil is presenting growth too. So the model that has been growing the most in the fitness industry is the HVLP, which is still the main vector of growth in Latin America. So we have a wide chain of clubs. And considering that the pandemic changed working habits and lifestyle, the competition, so the people are working at home, they want to exercise close to their home. So this brings more customers to us. The other message is that we started investing in digitalization. Our app today makes it possible for us to have 4.4 million customers, or rather 1.4 customers. And we can provide good services to our customers, which makes it possible for us to be more efficient in our units. I would like to thank you all. Since the beginning of the pandemic, we have gone through periods of uncertainty. We believe that we're walking out from this crisis very much strengthened. A good example of that was the IPO. The market today in real estate presents great opportunities for us. For example, in Mexico, rentals today are at much better prices than they were 1 or 2 years ago. So we can work within even wider margins. We would like to thank the trust and support of our employees, customers, suppliers, and shareholders. We would like to thank everyone to say that we are happy with the results that we attained in 2021, and we are excited with the prospects for 2022. Thank you, Edgar. Before continuing the presentation and turning it over to my colleagues, Leo and Ale, I would like to talk about the main highlights of Q4. First of all, since the beginning of recovery in my 2021 until December, we added 700,000 customers to the base, and we closed the year exceeding the important mark of 3 million customers, increasing even further the distance to other players and consolidating as the main fitness company in Latin America. Another highlight in the period was the accelerated pace of expansion with the opening with 165 clubs in 2021, and considering the confidence that we have in the recovery of our business model, we would like to enforce the guidance that we want to open at least 195 clubs in 2022, reaching 1,260 units before the end of the year, an expected growth of 18% over 2021. In Q4, we have added more than 100 million to revenues, which provided a growth of 23% in the third quarter, especially due to the expansion of 18% in membership. Cost management is still a priority. In Q4 21, we had a nominal reduction of 3% in the cash cost of the clubs that we opened until 2019 as compared to the pre-pandemic baseline, thereby minimizing the impact of COVID in our bottom line. And the last highlight is that this quarter we are still capturing a significant operational leverage due to the recovery of our membership, leading to better EBITDA and better operational cash generation. Now I would like to turn the conference over to Leonardo Cirino to talk about some market trends and our marketing strategy. Thank you very much, Thiago. Good morning, everyone. Before giving more details on the quarter, I would like to share with you research that is conducted every year at the end of November by Google called New Year, New Life. And this research provides the main desires of the population for the year to come. As you can see here on the slide, it shows that looking after one's health and exercising are the priorities for consumers for 2022. Another important point about this research that was also conducted in the year before is that these two items are the ones that gained that went up the most in the survey. So looking after health is a priority for 39% of interviewees, and exercising is a priority for 32%. So the message we want to convey to you is that the pandemic has contributed to building awareness on the importance of looking after one's health, which strengthens the vision of future for investments in our industry. On the right-hand side of the slide, our monthly attendance has grown 20% in the second half of 2021 if compared to the pre-pandemic period. Now, I would like to give you some more information. As you can see, in February 2022, Latin America had 69% of its population with full vaccination, a level that is now even higher than in other regions. However, Latin America only exceeded other regions at the end of the fourth quarter. And during most of 2021, vaccination in the regions where we operate was below other regions such as Europe and North America, which led to a slightly slower recovery. The good acceptance of the vaccine by the population is very important because this has made it possible to improve mobility and to go gradually back to normalcy. On the right-hand side of the slide, you can see some news that were published in the media in 2021 and 2022 about the importance of exercise for a better immunological response to vaccines. So we know how important it is to exercise for a good quality of life at this time of recovery. Now, with this concern with health, vaccination, and a growing improvement of mobility, our focus obviously will be on the recovery and on regaining our users. In every country, we're working to have a brand with national strength. Edgar mentioned the relevance of 73% of our brand, and at the same time, being a local power to convince users. One important point is that the health of our brand, which is an indicator in looking at everything that is said about Smart Fit, has reached pre-pandemic levels above 92%. This rate, which ranges from 0 to 100, assesses all comments in all countries that are made and that mention Smart Fit brand. This focuses on performance and the gradual recovery month after month in all countries where operate. So this is an example of our marketing strategy and funnel. Our attraction in all countries, which is the top part of the funnel, we monitor the interest in the category. In some of those months, we had record interest for the category of fitness. And so when this happens, we don't need to invest so heavily in other media such as YouTube, TV. So to generate consideration and conversion, we have a strategy that is very much focused on influencer and many actions that bring interaction in the surroundings of our clubs, such as free pass actions for the population to come and try how safe it is and how much it is worthwhile for the population to go back to exercising. So there are very important actions with local media in the neighborhood of our clubs, and our conversion level brings in all conversion platforms for the brand leadership in a significant work that the brand has been developing using WhatsApp sales in our media, and to continue, obviously, with the recovery of our base in every country. Now, to give you a little bit more information of what it is like to exercise at Smart Fit, I'm going to give the conference over to Alexandre. Thank you, Leo. We have been investing in the continuing improvement of the digital experience with the aim of strengthening customer engagement. We have more than 1.4 million users in the app, representing 59% of the membership, almost three times higher than the number of the users at the end of 2020. So in both stores, we have it's stable with 4.8, both in App Store and Google Play. Today, users can organize their practices, can have distant training at home or in anywhere else, to share their practice on a social network, to use additional services that we offer, such as nutrition, and last, to settle any outstanding financial items. The drop that we observed in the number of users in the app in Q4 2021 is seasonal because we consider only the users who use the app in the 30 days before that. And usually December, people use less our health clubs because it is the holidays. Now I'm going to turn the conference over to my colleague. Thank you very much, Leo and Ale. Now, continuing the presentation, the next slide, we have an update on the mobility curve in Latin America and the restrictions and the use of the clubs in the countries where you operate. First of all, I would like to remind you that since July 2021, all clubs were open in spite of Omicron, which has contributed to the recovery of membership. Moreover, the growing vaccination has made it possible for us to reduce restrictions in relation to the normal operation of clubs. For example, in March, Rio de Janeiro, Distrito Federal, and the state of Mexico authorized people going to fitness clubs without a mask. In February, we had good news from Peru too. No more restrictions in terms of number of members who can use the fitness club at the same time. And most of them were released for use. Today, the main restrictions still in effect are the mandatory use of masks in most regions and the need of social distancing. In spite of all these restrictions, we are optimistic because we have been noticing that with a good evolution of the main indicators of management in the pandemic, authorities of many cities are assessing the gradual going back or lifting of these restrictions. On the bottom part of the slide, you can see the good evolution of mobility along the second quarter of 2021, which went back to pre-pandemic levels at the turn of the year after a brief drop and a rise back again with Omicron. Mobility has demonstrated to be an important indicator for our business because of the high correlation of sales. For example, when we analyze the performance of the units in the cities where mobility is already normal along the first months of 2022, we can see a recovery of our membership that is 16 percentage points greater than that of the cities where the mobility has not yet gone back to normal. On the next slide, you can see that the end of the second quarter of 2021 marked the recovery of our membership. This recovery was led by the opening of all clubs as of July 2021, the gradual lifting of restrictions, and better mobility index in all regions where we operate. In February this year, we have reached an important landmark. After adding 900,000 customers in the last 9 months, we closed the month with 2.8 million customers in clubs, the same level in March 2021. If we consider only the units that we opened before the pandemic, we have recovered 80% of our membership that we had in March 2020. In Brazil, we have recovered 89% of our membership in February, and the units that opened before the pandemic recovered 73% of our membership in March 2021. So the other regions in Latin America, main markets, Colombia, Chile, and Peru. This region has recovered strongly. February membership reached 129% of pre-pandemic levels. If you consider only the units that opened in March 2020, reaching 96% of membership, recovering 2.9% every month since the beginning of recovery. One of the reasons for this strong performance was the fact that our operations in this region was not so badly impacted by the second wave of COVID and had better mobility rates. For example, in Colombia, clubs are open or have been open since September 2020. And Chile lost fewer customers than other regions, and all clubs reopened in July 2021 after being closed for 13 months with milder restrictions. Now, on slide 11, you can see the recovery in Mexico. At the end of 2020 and early 2021, the country was impacted by the second wave of COVID with the closing of fitness clubs. When fitness clubs reopened, we started to recover our membership. But this recovery only accelerated at the end of 2021 because of the advance in vaccination and better mobility curve. In February, membership reached 99% of March 2020 levels. And if we consider only the units opened pre-pandemic, Mexico reached 81% of membership, keeping a pace of recovery of 2.9% per month. On the next slide, we are going to go over the expansion pace of our network of health clubs and our plan for the openings in 2022. As you can see, we opened 165 health clubs in 2021, 75 in Brazil, 19 in Mexico, and 71 in other regions Latin America. Of this total, 120 clubs were our own. We opened more fitness clubs than any other player in the Americas and Europe, expanding the network by 18% in a year. We decided to accelerate growth because we are confident that the population will go back to fitness clubs, and we believe in the competitiveness of our business model. Moreover, we have been seeing good real estate offers with lower rental per square meter. So for 2022, we are reaffirming our guidance of opening at least 195 clubs, which will lead our network to more than 1,260 units before the end of the year. This growth will reinforce our competitive position in our target markets and will open new avenues for growth. On the right-hand side of the slide, we would like to say that we already have 97% of the pipeline for openings in 2022. Two already mapped. Until February, we opened 20 clubs, 59 in construction, 70 with signed contracts, and 41 in the process of signature. Therefore, almost all openings planned for 2022 are at advanced stage of negotiation. So on slide 13, we are talking about financials. So Q4 2020 has shown for the second quarter in a row a strong recovery of the revenue. If compared to Q4 last year, revenue grew 42%, especially due to increase in the billing of monthly fees and the opening of 165 clubs. Here we should highlight that during Q4 21, all fitness clubs were open, where in Q4 20, we only had 88% of them open. If compared to 3Q21, 4Q revenue grew 101 million BRL, totaling 406 546 million, with an expansion of 23%. This performance is caused by the 18% increase in membership and higher monthly fees. We should highlight the growth of 48% in Q4 versus Q3 in the region, in Latin America, because of the advance in membership. On slide 14, you can see how this fast growth in revenue has provided significant operational leverage. The gross profit for Q grew 47% versus 4Q 2020 due to the strong recovery in revenue and the dilution of fixed costs. If compared to the third quarter of 2021, the gross profit presented strongest expansion of 49% because the 23% growth in net revenue provided significant operational leverage. Gross margin again presented a leap, totaling 34% in Q4 with a 6 percentage points expansion as compared to Q3 21. Last, I would like to emphasize that management is still focusing on cost management to reduce the impact of the pandemic. In Q4 21, the cash cost of clubs that open until 2029 were 3% lower in face value as compared to pre-pandemic baseline almost 2 years ago, demonstrating our major effort in cost management. And now, next slide, you talk about expenses. In Q4, SG&A totaled 148 million. A level that is greater than 4Q20, especially due to the comparison basis that was impacted by strong reductions because of the pandemic. Last year, in 2020, we had an intense cut in expenses because clubs were closed for most of the year. As compared to 3Q21, SG&A went up by 21%. Sales expenses increased in line with increasing revenue, were stable at 10% of net revenue. And general administrative expenses increased 13% because of expenses with new businesses and IT projects. Just as the cost of operation of our clubs, we have managing strictly our general administrative expenses. If we compare to Q1 20 pre-pandemic and exclude only expenses with new businesses and a long-term incentive program, G&A went up only 6% in a period of almost 2 years and is part of the 25% expansion in our network of clubs. Now on the next slide, we'll talk about EBITDA. On the right-hand side, you can see the evolution since the beginning of the pandemic. As you can see, although we closed some clubs for several months, we were able to keep costs and expenses under control, which made it possible almost break even the EBITDA along most of quarters. In Q4 21, we had the best performance since the beginning of the pandemic, and we started getting the benefit of the continuing recovery of membership, providing significant operational leverage. Although we opened 56 clubs in Q4, which in the short term means more cost for the company, we were able to deliver an EBITDA of 36 million, well superior than Q4 20 and the third quarter of 2021. As I mentioned before, this result was possible thanks to dilution of costs, which provided a strong expansion of 11 percentage points in the gross margin in the last two quarters. As a reminder, when we closed the second quarter, the clubs that existed before the pandemic had 61% of membership in March 2020. In December, these clubs already had 76% of its base. We believe we're in the right track to reestablish the company's margins. In the first 2 months of this year, we kept the recovery trajectory of our membership, and we continue to be very disciplined in managing our costs so that we may lead our profitability to pre-pandemic levels. Going to the last slide, you can see CapEx and our financial leverage. In 2021, we accelerated the pace of expansion. And in Q4, CapEx totaled 296 million, supporting the opening of 53 owned clubs. In the year, CapEx totaled 611 million, 26% above the year before, especially due to the expansion CapEx that totaled 503 million. The acceleration investment was possible because of the robust financial liquidity. We closed the year with $3.7 billion in cash, net debt of $78 million, a debt profile that was quite long. All of this due to the primary raising of $2.6 billion in the IPO and loans that we took along the second half of the year with the objective of having a longer debt profile, including the raising of more than 1 billion BRL in debentures in December 2021 to amortize the fourth emission or fourth issuance. Therefore, we ended the year with very solid financial liquidity and cash position, which make it possible for us to fund the company's expansion project and makes the company ready in a strategic position to make the most and use all opportunities for growth. These were the comments about the results of the fourth quarter of 2021. Now I give the conference back to Marcel to open the Q&A session. Thank you, Thiago. Now we are going to start our questions and answers session. If any of you want to ask a question, please click on the raise hand button at the bottom menu of your screen. And then we are going to open your microphone and you may speak. The questions will be answered as we receive them. I am going to start on a chat, and it comes from Elena from Itaú. And there are two questions. The first one regards investment for customer acquisition. She's asking whether we could give more detail about these investments. What do they refer to specifically? And how much did we invest in Q4? So I'm going to give you an overview. Our strategy to capture users in all countries is based on a conversion funnel. So the point number one is to monitor attraction, the top of the funnel. So the recall of our brand and category. How much the brand and the category are being sought after or researched. Once this goes down in all countries, we start using attraction media such as YouTube, TikTok, billboards, and also urban furniture. So this accounts for 30% of our volume of investments. As more people look for interact with our brand, then we strongly focus on consideration media such as, for example, Google and Instagram. And this part of the funnel receives another 30% of our investment of volumes in addition to local actions in the surroundings of the club. So 40% of our investment volume, we work as a priority on conversion media, such as, for example, Google and Facebook. The most important is that in every country where you operate, the management of the funnel has the rule of not exceeding $10 per user in terms of acquisition cost. This is our rule in opening the strategy a little bit further to you. Now I would like to give the conference over to Edgar. I'm going to ask the question again. And she asks, the opening of clubs in 2022. The number published by SmartFit was a positive surprise. What made the company so confident to accelerate? What are the opportunities that we are seeing? Edgar. Well, there are many factors. Countries presented a good recovery in terms of seeing that recovery was quite consistent, both in Brazil and Latin America. And it is consistent. Another important factor is that in retail, there is, with the pandemic, the retail is using less of the real estate. So today, we can rent real estate at prices that are lower than they were in the past. So real estate has become very cheap for us, and these new operations can be more profitable with a wider margin. Moreover, the new project for club that we had re-engineering The CapEx is close to what we invested in 2020 without losing any quality, but the work that we did makes it possible for us for the CapEx not to grow so much. Technology with the use of the app has made it possible for us to reduce costs. And the competition is frail. And so we say the winner takes it all. So we increase share in the market we operate. And this has become a reality. In Mexico, for example, there is a lot of offer of real estate, good real estate, and good real estate at very low prices. So this is a country we can have a good growth. So this is the reality that applies to all of Latin America. So robust cash with margins coming back, we can occupy this space, and this is what we are doing. Thank you, Edgar. We have a second question by Ruben from Santander, and he asks us to talk about investments that we are making in Brazil to incentivize the recovery of our member base. Should we expect a more normalized average ticket with fewer promotions and fewer students with frozen payments? So, to answer this question, first of all, Tiago and Leo are going to talk, and then I'll talk about the ticket. Well, Ruben, in addition to sharing our performance strategy with you in terms of the conversion funnel that is also used as a strategy in Brazil for the acquisition of members, focusing especially on members that are interested in exercising. So at the time of recovery of the user base, we focus all our energy in people who somehow were exercising before, were more active, and are already walking, and rather than converting sedentary public so that we can go faster. So the main focus in Brazil, and something that we did in taking what Edgar said, slightly more frail in around it, a work of market construction, local, store by store, individualized to assure that in local guerrilla in Brazil, a strategy that we assure greater strength for our brand, more interaction of the clubs with a local community to generate visiting, experimentation, and as a consequence to convert those people in smart members. On ticket, if I understand, Ruben, thank you for the question. You're asking about the ticket in Brazil. In the fourth quarter, according to our estimates, excluding frozen fees and deferral of revenue, we are 8% above the fourth quarter of 2019. I don't think you can see these numbers because this is our internal analysis, but everything indicates that our ticket has gone up, which is in line with the increase that we had in March 21 of increasing 10% on average our plans. So 10 months later, we already have 80% over Q4 2019. In November 21, there was another increase that we cannot yet see its consequence in Q4. It's too early, and we are going to see that more towards the second half of 2022. So 2022 is a year, and today we only have 1.5% of our membership frozen. Meaning they are not paying, and this is going to go back to normal over the next few months. So in the second half, without those effects, you're going to see that the ticket will be going back to normal and a volume of promotions that will be comparable to previous quarters. Thank you, Tiago. The next question comes from Roberto Brown from Morgan Stanley. He's asking us to talk a little bit about or to explain if the reduction of cash cost in clubs is sustainable and whether this should generate a wider margin once membership is 100% recovered, or if margin gains would be converted into price and competitiveness in our fees. Good afternoon. Well, converting in prices, the purpose of the company is to democratize the access to fitness clubs. So, of course, you want to have an appropriate return on investment, but we want to bring more people to our membership base, which is something that we've been doing since 2019. It was 69 BRL. And we gained a lot compared to the inflation. This is the focus of the company to have the expected profitability. We don't have to have 70% margin. We can have 50%, 48%, bringing more people and really increasing the market. This is what we set ourselves to do. So in Latin America, to increase from 3-4% to 7-8%, and we want to see that growth. When productivity gains, undoubtedly operational efficiency and reduction of staff per club is something that we are going to keep. Then, on the other hand, the real estate market has more offer and the retail is using less the real estate because of e-commerce. This makes it possible to have better offers. So we strongly believe that there will be an adaptation in some geographies of these prices per square meter. This happened in the United States. There were many shopping malls with many stores, such as retail stores that have left those spaces, and the spaces are being delivered to fitness clubs at much more competitive prices, much cheaper than the offers we were seeing before. In Brazil, there is the IGPM, but at the same time, for new properties that are being rented at much lower prices, we are going to go back to the average prices of the region very fast. So the prospects are quite encouraging for our expansion and for future years. Thank you, Edgar. Now, our next question comes from Andrei Ishii, and he's asking if we can comment the season of units that open after the pandemic or during the pandemic. So how they've been performing, number of members per unit, and how this is compared to the units that we opened before the pandemic. Thank you, Andrei, for the question. This is Thiago answering. So the clubs that we opened along the pandemic or during the pandemic, it's very difficult to tell which stage they are in their maturation because when we open a club during the pandemic, its chronological age, well, it's in the 6 months, but then it was closed in the middle of the way. So now, if we look at the units that we open after 2021 with no more closings, they are wrapping up at 80% as compared to what they were before the pandemic. This looking at LATAM with 165 openings that we had in the second half of last year. When we look to the mix and exclude the units that we have been open in regions that are very good commercial points with excellent rent, but mobility is not yet back to normal, we are planting a seed maybe for a slightly later recovery, more in the future, but it's an opportunity that we can't miss. If we exclude that, the ramp up of units is already at a level very similar to what we had before the pandemic, in spite of the Omicron variant and its consequences. So we are not expecting any changes after we take out all the influence of COVID in the maturity of our units. Thank you, Thiago. Now I'm going to the next question. There are two questions, Pedro Medeiros. The first one is that he's asking us to share more information about the level of utilization of 76% that we reached at the end of the fourth quarter, comparing this per market. Well, I think that we can mention the numbers for February. We are 80%. It's not 76% anymore. So we have gained 4 percentage points in the first 2 months of the year, keeping an average recovery which is very similar to the second half. And in others, Latin America, it's at 96%. It's practically fully recovered. Just another few months, it will be at 100% of the basis. Mexico presented a good acceleration in the first 2 months of this year, and Brazil is at 73% of recovery. So each market reacts in a way that is very local. It depends very much on the restrictions. The level of news on COVID and other local news, return to schools when schools go back to normal, offices if people are going back to offices. And there are two effects to explain the differences between regions. One is the pace of recovery, and the other is how much the base was impacted. And Brazil and Mexico, as we said in our presentation, considering that we had some closings during the second wave, and when it reopened, there were several restrictions to opening, and these restrictions only went down earlier this year. So they had a slightly slower recovery, but now in the beginning of the year, we are seeing an acceleration in Mexico, which we are seeing also in Brazil. We are seeing indications in the cities where restrictions are being lifted with a performance that is quite superior to those that are not yet lifting their restrictions. Unfortunately, most cities still have most of the restrictions. It's only been 2 weeks. There are important cities such as the Federal District and Rio de Janeiro where they lifted the obligation to wear a mask, which helps in exercising. People have a better experience, and this really shows and provides confidence to people that the pandemic is really behind us, and they can go back to their routines of life and exercise. Just complementing what he was saying, Brazil and Mexico were very similar. In January in Brazil, we were impacted by two things happening at the same time: Omicron and influenza. In spite of that, to our surprise, we thought that it might have a negative impact. The country growth, Mexico grew much more, but I think because of the number of people who were infected, the number of people who were afraid with Omicron, this has slowed it down a little bit. But it's good that Brazil grew in January and February, and the trend is continuing. We are very excited. Thank you, Edgar. The second question Pedro asks is about the evolution in the number of members per mature club. And do we see any opportunity to increase this number? Well, I think this is very much in line with what Edgar said about the mission of the company. If we think that the number of members in a mature unit has increased a lot, so much so that it will affect the high quality of our operation NPS, we are going to try and find other points to make the customer experience and democratization to go on happening. It might happen that some units that would have a higher average, but what we are seeing in our business, it's based on a quite significant a tripod of customer experience, profitability, and number of units and penetration in the region, which is very good. It makes it stand, it supports it. So we don't need to have many more students per club. And we see this as an opportunity. What is an opportunity, as we said, is in terms of real estate, the number of points with very high quality and very good prices per square meter. And we are well positioned to make the most of those opportunities. Thank you. Now, moving to our next question about the increase in utilization frequency per user. So, we show that monthly frequency of utilization in the second half of 2021 was 20% higher than pre-pandemic levels. And he's asking, if this somehow impacts the capacity and NPS of the clubs. Well, we are seeing this increase in frequency. We don't know how sustainable it is in the long term once everyone goes back to their usual routines. So we see this as a short-term phenomenon when users are worried or concerned in terms of keeping fit, and it's good for us because we have fewer cancellations. And we keep at this level, cancellations are likely to go down. And we need to understand about the utilization of those gyms only at peak hours to receive all members in a way that is good for everyone. And today we have many options of innovation in our app, with lots of innovation through new products that we have been developing to help and serve the biggest number of members possible with good quality in the provision of services. The next question comes from Carlos Guilherme, and he's asking, in the next few years, what's the maintenance CapEx per club, and do we expect any increases before of infla because of inflation? Sorry. So thank you for your question. I think that CapEx, well, the best way to assess that is to look at history. Maintenance CapEx per club and per as percentage of the revenues. We don't see that this is going to change as a percentage, just with the effect with more mature units, this number goes up. But revenue also matures, and we are not seeing any impact of the inflation affecting the maintenance CapEx any more than the maturity of stores or clubs. Our next question is about the performance difference in Brazil between clubs in residential and commercial neighborhoods. Is there any difference in terms of recovery velocity? And what has been going on in March once people are going back to their offices? The plan for Latin America is not a plan that we can separate where people live and work. And all of this is very much mixed. And in the end, it's difficult for us to find which clubs are in neighborhoods that are strictly commercial or residential. Of course, there are some places in Mexico City, São Paulo, and Rio that they are in the center of the city. We know that they are business areas, business districts. But this is not the majority of our units. The majority of units are in mixed-use neighborhoods with homes and stores, because this is the feature of Latin America. So our analysis of correlation in terms of performance, the correlation is very low because we cannot differentiate units. Obviously, if the center of the cities, the city of Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo, those clubs are lower than the other ones. We have started noting since February after vacation that the center of São Paulo has been getting busier, so the recovery has started, but there's still lots of people working from home, and we're kind of lagging behind when we have clubs in strictly business areas and residential areas. The next question is about Biorritmo, our high-end brand. How do we see the environment and competitors? Are they weakened and income would not be a problem because of the segment where Biorritmo operates? Could you talk about that? It's not very different from what happens with SmartFit. So, in the places where there's mixed use for Biorritmo, in mixed use neighborhoods, we are having good results and good performance. We had the re-engineering of Bioritmo in 2014, having a studio experience. So we have a better occupancy rate per footage, and this has made it possible for its profitability to be recovered with a product that is very much customer-centered. As a result of this expansion in Bioritmo and this re-engineering, there are some studies that today it is a good opportunity for growth as a second line that is not as big as SmartFit, but with a return on investment that is interesting, such as other brands, Longev and Todos, that we have started after the pandemic and after testing to expand. At first, very mild, but then it can pick up. Thank you, Edgar. Any other questions? I would like to open the channel for those who want to ask other questions here. We have received another question. Not yet any other questions that we could answer. Well, I have received another question from Marlon Zumba. The question is, what's the main difficulty today that we have been dealing with other than the pandemic, the COVID pandemic? Well, our energy is all focused on rebuilding our membership base, and this is the main difficulty. I understand that your question is, which is the difficulty in addition to this, but this is the difficulty. Apart from that, we are confident, we are working, we were on track before the pandemic. Numbers spoke for themselves. So the difficulty is really to get through or walk out from the pandemic. Any other questions? So if there are no further questions, I would like to thank you all for your presence here today and to say that the investor relations team is available if any of you has a question afterwards. Thank you very much and have a good day.